नमस्ते नमस्ते नाथ भगवन् शिवाय गुरु रूपिणे विद्यावतार संसिद्धे स्वीकृत अनेक विग्रह नवाय नव रूपाय परमार्थैक रूपिणे सर्वज्ञान वैचित्र्यनाय तेजतंत्राय दयाकृत विग्रहाय शिवात्मने परतंत्राय भक्तानां भव्यानां भव्यरूपिणे विवेकिनां विवेकाय विमर्शाय विमर्शिनां प्रकाशिनां प्रकाशाय ज्ञानिनां ज्ञानरूपिणे पुरस्तात् पार्श्वयोः पृष्ठे नमस्कुर्याः सदा मच्युत रूपेण विदेहवदासनमित्यं मन्त्र श्लोके सुविदितमानसः प्रातः प्रभौ समये जपा श्रुतयो सम्भवेत् शिवादि गुरुभ्यो नमः। ओके सो फॉर द पास्ट थ्री वीक्स थ्री सेशंस वी हैव बीन लुकिंग एट द प्रकृति कॉन्सेप्ट and how this is the key foundation for all the creations. Without this Moola Prakriti, there is no creation at all. So we have been analyzing the Brahma Vaivarta Puranam that details the functions of Moola Prakriti and how it constructs this grand universe and most importantly, sustains it. So we saw how the functions were split into five key actions. The base foundation, which is the Moola Durga, the gross desire, the gross nourishment, the gross and subtle intelligence, and the gross elements. So the panchabhutas and chittam, so if you analyze how these are split into tattvas, we have seen the 36 tattvas, right? So this is the first 24 tattvas. If you analyze how these are split into the tattvas, you can see Moola Durga herself as Prakriti. And then the Panchabhutas and Chittam as Savitri, Pancha Jnanendriyas and Buddhi as Saraswati, Pancha Karmendriyas and Manas as Radha, and Pancha Ahankara, the Pancha Tanmatras and Ahankara as Lakshmi. So now these Devatas do have other sub-Devatas that we have already saw, and they act on the finer detail levels within those Tattva groups that I just listed out. So we all know that the prapancham itself from Shivadi Avani Paryantam is contained within these 36 tattvas only. We know the Adhishthana Devatas for the Shiva Tattva and the Vidya Tattva groups. This is the first time we are addressing the Adhishthana Devatas for the Atma Tattva groups. And it all starts from this Moola Durga as Moola Prakriti. With that background, let us now dig into the actual Upasana Kramas for these Devatas. Okay, so we saw all the tattva related backgrounds and everything in the last two sessions. We are now going into the procedural details. So why do we care about these? We all know that we are at the tail end of the prapancha srishti. We are acting at the atma tattvam state, soaked in anavamalam. We all need to go all the way to the shiva tattvam. The goal is clear. The method is clear. We need to merge each of these tattvas into the higher tattva and move forward. How do we do it? There are numerous ways to do that, but one of the methods that is available to us in this tantra margam is the upasana krama. So, Moola Prakriti, which is also called Moola Durga. We already saw the meaning of Moola Prakriti, the Prakriti itself. So now let's look into the meaning of the word Durga. What does Durga represent? So Brahma Vaivarta Puranam lists about several names of Durga. I'll cover all those things later. But it also gives a beautiful meaning of Durga itself. Durga daitye maha vigne bhavabhande cha karmani shoka dukhe cha narake yamadande cha janmani महाभये अतिग्रोगे चाप्याशब्दो हंत्रुवाचकः एतान् हन्त्येव या देवी सा दुर्गा परिकीर्तिता। सो दुर्ग दुर्ग नॉट दि दुर्गा सो इट स्टार्ट्स दुर्ग मीन्स दैत्य मीनिंग असुरास और डीमंस महाविघ्न टॉक्स अबाउट भवभन्दे च कर्मणि Shoka dukhe cha narake yama dande cha janmani. So in accumulating the karmas that gets us entangled and running around the sukha and dukkha cycles and the narakas are facing the yama dandas. So this whole cycling, samsara cycle and mahabhaya Atiroge. So Mahavaya is the great fear of samsara. Atirogam is, we all know, the great diseases. And the biggest rogam is anjana itself. All these represents the word Durga. Durga means all these things. Okay? So then he talks about Mahabhaya Atiroge cha Ashabdo Hantruvachakaha Etani Hantyeva Ya Devi Sadurga Prakirtita. Ah means removing or cutting or destroying or ending. So Durga plus A, which is Durga, means one that ends all the demons, Mahabhayam, Maharogam, and the samsara bandhas. So Durga means one that cuts all these Mahabhayam, Ajnana. You can talk about Ajnana from a beautiful tattva perspective. Okay, so the moment you cut Ajnana, you get Jnana. So Durga grants Jnana. The Purana also, as I told you, gives 16 namas of Durga, and it even explains each one of them by splitting the aksharas and explaining the meaning of each one of those names. Why did that name come up in all those things? I'm not going to explain all those things in the interest of time, but I'm giving all those things in a handout to you guys today. Okay, so the names are Durga, Narayani, Ishana, Vishnumaya, Shivasati, Nitya, Satya, Bhagavati, Sarvani, Sarvamangala, Ambika, Vaishnavi, Gauri, Parvati, Chasanatani. So these are the 16 namas: Durga, Narayani, Ishana, Vishnumaya, Shiva, Sati, Nitya, Satya, Bhagavati, Sarvani, Sarvamangala, Ambika, Vaishnavi, Gauri, Parvati, and Sanatani. These are the 16 namas. It even says all you have to do is just chant these 16 namas. These three lines of shlokas, if you just chant it, that itself will give you jnanam or mukti. That's what the Purana claims in the Mola Durga, Mola Prakriti chapters. Okay, and there are very detailed shlokas. They go into why is she called Narayani? Why is she called Ishana? Why Vishnumaya? All those things are there explained in detail in those shlokas. I will be including that in the handout that you will be getting. Okay. So then we look into the Dhyana Shloka of Mola Durga. Okay. The Dhyana Shloka is Shankari Chapapa Shapachara Bhinnakaram Trinetram Tigmetaram Shukalaya Vilasat Kiritam Simmastitam Sasura Siddhanatam Chadurgam Durvanibham Durita Vargaharam Namami. That's the Dhyana Shlokam of Mola Durga. So it talks about four weapons for in her hands. Shankam, Ari means Shakram, Chapam, and Sharam. So basically bow and arrow. So she has Shanka and Chakra, bow and arrow. Just four hands and four weapons. Trinetram, three eyes. And it talks about Tigmetaram Shukalaya Vilasat Kiritam. Okay, it means, Tigma means sharp or radio, sharp, very sharp. Okay. Amshukalaya Vilasat Kiritam and radiating crown. So it's sharp, radiating crown. So she's wearing a crown, radiating, sharp, beautiful crown. Simmastitam, she's seated on a lion. Sasura Siddhanatam Chadurgam. So it grants boons to the suras, who is the devas, or those who are with sattvagunas. Durvanibam, Durita Vargaharam Namami. She is the complexion of Durva grass. And swift in action to remove all the difficulties. And what are those difficulties? We already saw for the name of the Durga. Durga means those are all the things that she'll remove those things. So that's the meaning of this Dhyana Shlokam. There are several meanings for the Shank, Chakra, Bow and Arrow given in Tantra Sastra. Okay, and I list two or three of them. And I'm not going to go into details because you have heard enough of these tattvas. But from the context of Mola Durga, I'll cover those three different meanings for these weapons. Okay. So first one, Shankha represents water, chakra represents sky, the arrow represents fire, the bow represents Vayu. She herself, as the Prakriti, she represents Mother Earth. So she represents the Panchabhuta Swarupa and how Mola Prakriti is made up of this Panchabhuta only. So she uses these Panchabhutas. From that comes Panchatanmatras. From that comes Panchakarmendriya, Panchanyanendriyas, and all those things. That's how the whole Anamalam is constructed. So that's the basic of Panchatanmatras. The Panchabhutas are represented by these weapons. From a Sishya perspective, what does it mean? So as a Sadhaka, okay, forget about Sishya. From a Sadhaka perspective, how can we see this? Shankha represents the root. It roots back to the consciousness, the Brahman, indicating the Paroksha Jnanam, the knowledge needed to understand that we are all nothing but Brahman and the need to merge there. That is Shankam. Because of the Omkara, indication of the Shankanadam. Chakra indicates the cyclic nature of this creation, indicating the understanding that if we don't do anything, we would be going round and round. And it'll be stuck in this miserable samsara chakra. The bow indicates the learning and your effort. The bow itself indicates the guru. The string indicates your effort. The more effort you put with your guru's guidance, the faster you can reach the goal. So that's this pulling the string. The string is of the bow, and then that is your effort. And then the more effort you put, the faster you can go. The arrow indicates the mumukshutvam. So if you're mumukshu, if you have the right goal and then put your effort with the guru's knowledge, following the guru bhakyam, you can reach the goal much faster. So that's the indication of these things in, from a sadhaka's perspective. From a tattva perspective, Shankha indicates Shabda Brahman. Chakra represents the ajnana, which represents the samsara chakra. Bow represents holding on to the path of dharma. Arrow represents the nature of letting go to reach the goal. So you have to let go of several things to reach the goal. Okay, so that's the from a tattva perspective. All right, now I'm going to upload the handout that you can all take a look at it. It's very difficult to find the picture of Mola Durga, because if you see Mola Durga in Google or do any web search, you will see like 8 hands, 6 hands, 12 hands, 18 hands, 4 hands with Shankh Chakra and Dhanurbana. It's very difficult, very, very rare, seated on a lion. So that is Mola Durga. Okay, so I have included that photo. And it's actually there in P6D9 in Poonandalagri, which is the entire Durga-related Upasana Kramas all given there. But this handout that I have attached to you, if you can open it, you'll be able to see the Durga's photo. And then I have given the complete mantra Japakrama for Mola Durga, and there are several mantras actually. So the main mantra is Om Hrim Dhum Durgayai Namaha, and there are several other mantras too. Om Hrim Shrim Klim Durgayai Swaha, Om Hrim Durgayai Swaha, Om Hrim Dhum Durgayai Swaha, Om Dhum Durgayai Swaha, etc. So several Tantra Shastras have given different mantras. But the main mantra that we use is Om Hrim Dum Durgayai Namaha. Okay, and then the Dhyana Slokam is there. So I've given both in Sanskrit and Tamil. It's about 56 pages. So I also have given the Mola Durga Avarna Puja. And the beauty of this is you also have the Mola Durga Dhyanam. Just like in our Puja Paddhati, in Lalita Puja Paddhati, you'll see the Lalita Dhyanam after the Antaryagam, right? Dhyaya Niramayam. Very similar, you have the Dhyaya Nitya Mahadevi, Mula Prakriti Rishwarim. So this is a very beautiful Mola Durga Dhyana Slokam. You can read that. And then there is also Muladurga Avahanam, which is also in this Puranam. This chapter talks about how the Raja and the Vaishya, they prayed to this Muladurga and then got the siddhis that they wanted. Okay, and these are the slokas. So Narayana himself is saying that these are the slokas that they chanted and recited on a daily basis to pray to her. Okay, and then I have given the complete Avarna Puja Padati for Muladurga. And after that, there is a Muladurga Stotram. This is what Krishna himself chanted. Okay, so this makes her really happy according to that. And this, it's not a big stotram or anything. Maybe like 20-25 shlokas. So once in a while, at least on Ashtami days, you can start chanting these. Muladurga Stotram, and then Brahmanda Mohana, Muladurga Kavacham. That is very beautiful Kavacham also. This is also given by Narayana. And it has several mantras within that Kavacham itself. Okay. So when you get some time, you can chant that as well. And there is another Kavacham that I like the most. It's also called Trilokhi Vijayi Kavacham. It is actually, she is called Durgati Nashini. Durgati means what? Our Durgati is only coming back to this another Janma. It's the Durgati for us. So Durgati Nashini is Moksha Pradayini. Okay, so Durgati Nashinyaha Kavacham. So, and it is also called Brahmanda Vijay Siddhyarte Japai Vinyoga. That is the Vinyogam itself is like Brahmanda Vijayam. Brahmanda Vijayam is what? To win over this whole universe, meaning to not come back here again, getting the moksha. So this Kavacham, maybe like 10-15 shlokas at the maximum, that is that gives the moksham itself. And again, this is given by Narayana himself. And it's a beautiful Kavacham, very small, and you can memorize it also easily. And at least on the Ashtami days, you can chant it. Okay, so I have given that. And then the Shodasa Namastotram I talked to you about. So that's how it starts, the Durga name and explanation of why she is called Durga. And then she goes to Narayani, why she is called Narayani, then why she is called Ishana. All those, every 16 namas, the names are given, the why she is called that is given. Okay, so I have given all that in this handout, and then you have the same thing in Tamil. Okay, now let's get back to the tattva aspect of it. Since we have seen the tattvas of the weapons, let's look into the mantra. The popular mantra, as I said, is Om Hrim Dum Durgaye Namaha. We have already seen the meaning of Durga. So we'll now look into the meanings of the other bijams. Om, it's the Brahman. Hrim is Mahamaya. We all know, I have given enough explanations about the Maya bijam Hrim. Dum is the interesting bijam. Dum means Durga bijam. Okay. So the Dakara represents the Mahadukkam. It is the Samsara Bhayam. Mahabhayam, Mahadukkam. That's the Samsara Bhayam. Ukaram represents the right ear. Right? When you do the Nyasam, Bahir Matrika Nyasam, U represents the right ear. Right ear is the Upadesakramam. Okay? So that is in the right ear only, the Gurus will give the Upadesam. So, and the Anuswaram represents the Bindu. So, Dum represents the Guru Upadesa Kramam, which will lead the Sadhaka away from the Samsara Bhayam, because Dakaram represents the Samsara Bhayam, right? And lead him where? To the Anuswaram, which is the Bindu, to the Prakasa Bindu Brahman. So, this Dum Bijam means the Guru Upadesa Kramam, which would lead a Sadhaka away from the Samsara Bhayam and the Mahadukkam, and take him towards the Mahaprakasha Bindu Brahman. So Durgaye, we already saw that. And then we know the Namaha, Swaha, all those things. We have gone through those things in the mantra lectures. Okay. So as per the Tantra Sastra, the Siddhikrama for this mantra is 8 lakhs of japa, 8,000 homam with Chirapayasam, and Japala will be red chandana beads or coral beads that will grant Siddhi, and red Kambalasanam that will give the Siddhi also, Sigra Siddhi for the Mooladurga japa. So that's all I have for Mooladurga related. And today we start the Vanadurga Navaratri is going on. So for the next 9 days, those who have the Vanadurga japas, please do the japam. It should be in 400 accounts. So start, do at least 400 Vanadurga mantra japam on a daily basis for the next nine days at least. And it is normally from a Siddhi perspective, it is supposed to be a raw food diet, because you are supposed to be in the vanam and then do the japams there, and then anushtanam and the kramams there. So if you can do that, if you can go on a raw food diet, please do. If you cannot, that's okay. There's no compulsion or anything. At least do the Moola Mantra japam at least 400 times on a daily basis for the next 9 days. Okay, so Mooladurga from the South Indian, Dakshina Bharata perspective, that's also Vanadurga. Because Vanadurga is the representation of all Durgas put together. That is Vanadurga. Navadurga is, Nava is Ulta. When you, Na and Va, when they become Ulta, they become Vana. So that's why she's called Vanadurga, and it's mostly popular in the South. And the Navadurgas in South are different. It's all in my P6D9 Purananda Lahari. If you want, those who are interested, go and check that. So Vanadurga is also Mooladurga. I wanted to talk about Vanadurga today and explain about the mantra meaning and all this. I don't think I've covered that in any of the lectures earlier, but Mooladurga itself took so much time, so I don't think I can do justice by covering Vanadurga in just 5 minutes. So probably next week, while the Navaratri is going on, next Saturday will be Ashtami, and I will cover Vanadurga on the Vanadurga Navaratri Ashtami day, and we'll go through the meaning of Vanadurga and her Upasana Kramas next week. Okay, with that I complete today's sessions. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwarah, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guru Ve Namaha.
Namaskaram Guruji.
Namaskaram Guru.
Namaskaram Guruji.